Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today, the church remembers the Feast of Epiphany, and so the gospel for today comes from Matthew 2, and it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' When they had heard the king, they went their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." And so in preparation for this feast and in reading through this gospel, I was thinking about the word epiphany, and when I looked it up, it was talking about this sudden realization or manifestation, and how in this gospel, we see that the wise men, or Gentiles, right, non-Jews, are in search of this king, and then when they find him, they're filled with this great joy, and they worship him. So even before many of the Jewish people know who Jesus is, we see that he is already revealing himself to people who he is not from, right? Showing that his salvation that he is going to offer is for all people, Jew and Gentile. But then there was also this idea of this epiphany and this realization and this manifestation of the Lord, and this question of how does the Lord continue to reveal himself in new and surprising ways to me today. There's this book company that I've recently discovered, and one of like the taglines that they include on their books is kind of striking. It says, "We are wide-eyed for new epiphanies of beauty." And so today on this Feast of Epiphany, I want to invite you to consider, how is the Lord seeking to reveal himself to me today in a new way? At the beginning of a new year, each day that we enter is a new day. There's something particularly special about like a new year or a new month, but today is new, and it's a new opportunity for God's grace. And in some way, he wants to make himself manifest. He wants to reveal himself through beauty, through truth, through goodness. And like the wise men, we should seek him. I'm curious, what were the sacrifices and the difficulties that they encountered in being able to follow this star, not exactly knowing what they would find, not aware of the joy that they would experience, but still having this deep desire to follow and find this king, and then to see what might happen. And then how docile they were to the Lord, in that it's in a dream that they're warned to not return to Herod. And so I too desire that same docility, that same openness, that same ability to receive a new way that the Lord wants to reveal himself, a new epiphany. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift that you offer to us of your life and how you offer salvation and grace to all peoples. Thank you, Lord, for the ways that you've revealed yourself in my own life through the past years, in particular through the past year. And Lord, grant me the grace to be able to receive all that you desire to offer in this new and upcoming year. And in each new day, may I receive the grace of docility and openness, that I may be able to receive each epiphany that you offer. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.